In local news, a car suspected of chasing a truck involved in a fatal crash on Tuesday has been found at a business in Narangbar. A 26-year-old died after a truck heading southbound in the northbound lane of the Bruce Highway at Burpengary collided with his car. The truck driver remains in hospital in a critical condition. The vehicle found in Narangbar was suspected of following the truck, travelling in the wrong direction, preceding the crash. Yesterday, police stated that they have received varying reports on how many vehicles were trailing the truck. Police are urging witnesses with relevant evidence or dashcam footage to come forward. A Narangbar man is currently assisting police with their ongoing investigation.
A man has been fined more than $30,000 for stealing rare snakes from Kutini Payamu National Park in North Queensland. 48-year-old Clinton Spiteri admitted to stealing 6 green tree pythons and 2 brown tree snakes in the Cairns Magistrates Court yesterday. Spiteri's co-conspirators, Buddy Leigh Pogmore and Sarah Castle-Leach, are facing the same charges as him and are set to appear at court at a later date. The three of them travelled to Kutini Payamu between December 27, 2024 and January 1, 2025. The snakes they stole were later discovered by Queensland Parks and Wildlife Service rangers and returned to the wild unharmed. Both species of snake are protected Australian wildlife, with the green tree python considered a near-threatened species. During court proceedings, Magistrate Lodziak read a statement from Kuku Yau Aboriginal Corporation Director Colin Pascoe, who said the illegal poaching of green tree snakes is a direct attack on the balance of our country.
In national news, Palestinian-Australian author Dr. Randa Abdel Fattah is to be featured at the 2026 Sydney Writers Festival. This decision comes after Abdel Fattah was uninvited from the Adelaide Writers Festival, and the festival was subsequently cancelled due to backlash. An outspoken critic of Israel, Abdel Fattah has been accused of anti-Semitism, but has taken to social media to clarify that she opposes Zionist ideology, but not the safety of Jews. Earlier this month, the Newcastle Writers Festival also invited Abdel Fattah to speak. The invitation was criticised by New South Wales Premier Chris Minns, who said, quote, "I think they are crazy to invite that author when you think about how divisive it is." Sydney Writers Festival CEO Brooke Webb said that the festival is not in the business of cancelling or censoring writers, explaining that writing festivals should provide opportunity for writers to have nuanced conversations about complex and difficult topics. In other national news, a Perth couple is stuck in Argentina amidst an international surrogacy battle. Amy and Jonathan Carr Knox's daughter was born in February 2025 to a surrogate in Argentina. However, amidst growing concerns over unethical surrogacy practices, the process for issuing birth certificates to babies born via surrogacy has become increasingly complex. Now, the surrogate is listed on the birth certificate as opposed to biological or intended parents. For biological parents to appear, a judicial decision recognising parentage is generally required. Amy and Jonathan have been denied a birth certificate bearing their names, without which they have no recognised relation to their daughter. The couple are now 10 months into a court case to add Jonathan's name so they can bring their daughter home.
In international news, an avalanche near Lake Tahoe in California has caused the death of 8 backcountry skiers, with another currently missing. Search and rescue crews responded to a 9/11 call reporting that a group of 15 backcountry skiers had been buried in the US's deadliest avalanche in more than 4 decades. 6 have been found alive and successfully rescued, with 8 others found dead and 1 still missing. The group was caught in a massive storm on their 3-day trek in Northern California's Sierra Nevada. The area near Donner Summit, which sees an average of nearly 10 metres of snow a year, was closed to the public until just a few years ago. Nearby ski resorts have been fully or partially closed following the severe storm. For your weather in Brisbane today, it is mostly sunny with no rain. It's currently 29.3 degrees with an expected maximum of 32. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 12.9, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zz.org.au.
3-time Juno Award winner Ron Sexsmith, one of Canada's most